For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Protests along the border in Texas. Demonstrators are angry about the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for immigrants, which separates some children from their parents. In McAllen, protesters chanted and sat in front of a bus with migrant children, blocking it from leaving the processing center. Florida Senator Bill Nelson was one of the Democrats visiting a detention center in Homestead, Florida.
The facilities are nice. The children are being cared for. But the question is the reunification of the 2,300 children.
Speaking in Las Vegas, President Trump says he's right on immigration.
I think I got elected largely because we are strong on the border. I really believe it.
He blames Democrats for not helping to pass new immigration laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The president's threat of tariffs on European Union cars has little to do with Alfa Romeos or Peugeots. As U.S. Director of Trade Peter Navarro explains, it would hit one major automaking nation.
Germany sells us three cars for every one we sell them. Why is that? Because their tariffs on cars are four times higher than ours, and they have non-tariff barriers. That means there's almost a half a million more jobs in places like Bavaria than Detroit because Germany cheats.
The remains of around 100 American soldiers killed in the Korean War are a step closer to coming home. Don Kirk reports from Seoul, South Korea.
Command spokesman Colonel Chad Carroll says 100 wooden coffins have been moved to the joint security area on the North-South Korean line at Panmunjom. An honor guard is to receive them before they're transferred to Osan Air Base and flown to Hawaii.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
MSU will sell bonds to pay Nassar victims. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Shame on you, MSU! Shame on you!
Members of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees plan to sell some $500 million in bonds to pay for settlements related to sexual abuse perpetrated by former university doctor Larry Nassar. Trustees also gave Vice President of Legal Affairs and General Counsel Robert Young the authority to move forward finalizing settlements with more than 300 plaintiffs currently suing MSU in the wake of the Nassar scandal. Many protesters called for the resignation of interim president John Engler, but the Board of Trustees refused. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Yet another in a series of studies that finds that coffee may actually be good for you. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The new study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart in particular, and that 4 cups a day might be optimum. The German researchers studied caffeinated lab mice, also dosing human tissues with caffeine, and they concluded that caffeine made certain proteins inside older adult cells perform more like young cells. And that seems to improve what they call the powerhouses of cells, especially protective to the heart. Some previous studies have concluded that caffeinated coffee is also very good for the liver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.